Hey, what's going on? This is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is your daily market update. Hey, so happy Monday to all my listeners out there. I took the weekend off. Saturday had an open house, very busy open house with tons of traffic. We got multiple offers. We'll be talking about that sometime later on a different show idea that I'm running by. And then Sunday, I had to take a whole day to recoup. So we're back here on Monday, and we're starting with Palm Springs, California. Now, not a lot of activity going on in Palm Springs today, but what I do have is a price change trending downward. So this one's now listed at $519,000. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, no pool, built in 1993. It sits at 1,815 square feet. If you guys want to take a look, I've looked at this one. It's a nice home, and it looks like they're ready to take some offers. So if you want to take a look in Palm Springs, I'd love to show you. You know where to find me. Let's go. All right, so now we're heading back to Desert Hot Springs, or DHS for short. This one, another price change, trending downward, is now listed at $269,900, four-bedroom, two-bath, no pool, built in 2006, so a newer home-ish, 1,910 square feet. Now, in DHS, that's about the price you'll pay for a house this size this year, right around the upper part of Desert Hot Springs. It's a nice area. At $269,900, I think that's a lot of value there. I wouldn't be able to tell you that for sure. We'd have to take a look at it, but I will tell you this. That's a great price for a new family that really wants to find a great home. So if you're in the market for Desert Hot Springs and you're looking to list your home, and you got a four bedroom, this is kind of where you're going to be at. Now, I personally think that might be a little too high depending on how nice the house is. But definitely take a look. Now, if you're a buyer in the area, this is a great home to get your hands on because again, they've been sitting on the market a little bit and they're ready to sell. All right. So now let's go to the HQ, not the DQ, which is Dairy Queen and very delicious, but the LQ of the Valley, La Quinta, California. This one is a brand new home, just came on the market today, $549,997. What a great steal. Three bedroom, three bath, does have a pool, built in 2005, sitting at 1,965 square feet. Now, in La Quinta, California, this is a really nice house. This price point is right in that mid-range, but it's a three bedroom, three bath, so it's a really nice home. If you're going to be putting an offer on a home like this, this is really great. You'll love this home, and this is kind of where you're going to be at for a house as nice as this in La Quinta, California, in that specific area. Now, I can't tell you exactly where it is. You'd have to go to LawrenceDoes.com to find out more, get some info, and I'll show you where it is. But still, great home, brand new on the market. Hopefully, they get that thing sold. All right, so let's close the show out, like always, with the beautiful and ever-growing Indio, California, home of the world's largest musical festival and Stagecoach and Coachella Fest. Now, I'm looking at this list here, and I'm going over the numbers, and again, it saddens me because there's no active listings right now, there's no sales, but there is two expires that we're going to highlight today. So one of these is a $200,000 home, three bedroom, one bath, no pool, built in 1959, 900 square feet. Now, this is one of those smaller homes, but a great price. This could be a perfect rental opportunity for an investor that really wants to get his little foot in the door into this real estate investing world. Or it could be just a nice, smaller family that really needs a place to stay and build a home as a starter home. So regardless, somebody couldn't get that sold, and you know, there's probably a good reason for that, and that's something that I will be looking into more. Now, there's another one here at 352,215. This one didn't sell, even though it was priced so strategically with all these cool numbers. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, no pool, built in 2018, 2,500 square feet home. Now, that's kind of strange because from what looking at it, it's a brand new home. It doesn't have a pool, but it's a large size, and I think at 352, that's a great price point. But this one also just expired. Now, I don't know if maybe it's in the wrong area or it's overpriced, but some reason this home was expired. So no brand new listings right now. I think if you're in Indio and you're a seller, it's a good time to put your house on the market strategically so you can get something sold so you're not comparing with these other expired listings. And if you're a buyer in the area, right now is the time to really come in and scoop up these houses at a great price. So that's Indio, California. Alrighty, and that will do it for today's daily market update. As always, I'm Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, home of the Valley's Best Buyers program, where I give my buyers money out of my pocket to help them purchase a home. You can go to lawrencedoes.com, click on the button that says free coffee. I will buy you a cup of coffee. We can sit down and talk about all your real estate needs, whether you want to buy, sell, list, rent, invest, whatever it is, anything in between, I got you covered. You can always call me at 760-567-2226, 760-567-2226. Last but certainly not least, remember, most agents won't care about you, but Lawrence does, the people's agent.